September 3rd, 1902. Everything that Jesus deserved in his life, he gave to all creatures, and in a special and superabundant way, to one who is victim for love of him. This morning, as I was in my usual state, I felt a natural malady come to me, but so strong that I felt I was dying. I feared I might be about to pass from time to eternity. Much more so, since blessed Jesus was hardly coming, or at the most, like a shadow. In fact, if he were coming as usual, I would not be fearing at all. Therefore, so that I might be in a good state, I pray the Lord to give me the exercise of his holy mind to satisfy for the evils I might have committed with my thoughts. His eyes, his mouth, his hands, feet, heart, and all of his most sacred body, to satisfy for all the evils I might have committed, and for all the good I was supposed to do, but did not. While I was doing this, blessed Jesus came, all in festal clothing, in the act of receiving me into his arms, and he told me, "My daughter, everything I deserved I gave to all creatures, and in a special and superabundant way to one who is victim for love of me. Behold, anything you want I give you, and not only to you, but to whomever you want." And I, remembering the confessor, said to him, "Lord, if you take me, I pray you to content Father." And he, "Indeed, he has received some recompense for the charity he has done for you. And since he has cooperated, as you come to me into the sphere of eternity, I will give him yet more recompense." My pain was getting more and more vigorous, but I felt happy, since I was at the harbor of eternity. In the meantime, the confessor came and called me to obedience. I would have wanted to keep everything quiet, but he forced me to say everything, and came out with the usual refrain that out of obedience I was not supposed to die. But in spite of this, the malady would not cease.